Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top, by the word Gufa. Says the Gemara Gufa, we mentioned in Amr Shmuel, Chalitza Achayos, if Levi does Chalitza to one of the sisters, to Rachel or to Leah, so Loi Nifteru Tzarei, so that's not going to pattern Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon. If you have Reuven and Shimon that are married to our two sisters, Rachel and Leah, they also have second wives. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon is married to Mrs. Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon die without having any children, the four women fall to Levi. So if Levi does Chalitza to one of the sisters, being that it's Achayitza Kukasai, so Mamela, that Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula, that won't pat to the tzareis, but the chalitza on the tzareis will pat to the sisters. Second case, chalitza bailas hagel niftar tzareit, the tzareit niftar bailas hagel. In a different case, let's say you just have Reuven who's married to Rachel and to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Shimon goes and gives a get to Rachel. So the halacha is that now chalitza to Rachel will be considered a chalitza psula. So if he does chalitza to Rachel to the bailas hagel, that will not pat to Mrs. Reuven, but if he does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, so that will pat to Rachel the bailas hagel. Chalitza balas amaymer lifter tzara letzara nifter balas amaymer. Similarly, instead of a get, let's say Shimon did maymer with Rachel, and then he decides he wants to do chalitza. So, being that Rachel now also requires a get, so her chalitza is called a chalitza psula. Mamela her chalitza will not pater Mrs. Reuven, but a chalitza to Mrs. Reuven will pater Rachel from requiring a second chalitza. She'll still need a get, but she won't need a second chalitza. Now ask the Gemara in the first case, where you had Reuven and Shimon that were married to Rachel and Leah, and also to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon. What's the reason why you say that when he does chalitza to one of the sisters, that chalitza is not going to pat to the tzareis, because it's achas isha bezika, because she's like us, your wife's sister, through the zika to Rachel, Leah is like achas ishtai, and through the zika to Leah, so Rachel is like achas ishtai. Well, ask the Gemara that chalitza letzareis nami lo lifteru achayos. So the same way that that's considered a chalitza psula because it's achis isha bezika, so the tzareis also should be considered a chalitza psula, and that chalitza should not pass to the sisters. The havila tzareis achis isha bezika, because they're the tzareis achis isha through the zika. So that chalitza should also be psula. So says the Gemara two terutzim. Says the Gemara terutz number one is that kasavar Shmuel ain't zika. Then no, it's not a problem of tzareis achis ishta Bezika, because Shmuel holds in Zika. Wait a second, ask the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Yesh Zika. So says the Gemara, yeah, but Ladifri Aimer Ain Zika Kama. Even though Shmuel Shit is that Yesh Zika, but he said this according to the Man Damer that says Ain Zika. Ihachi asked the Gemara, Chalitza Achaya Isamayla Nifteru Tzareis. So if there's no Zika, so then why can't the Chalitza on one of the sisters pat to the Tzareis? So says the Gemara like this, that Bishlam Tzare de Rachel, the sister that he does Chalitza to second, which the Gemara calls Rachel, I understand that Leiti Pater, I understand that her Tzare won't become Pater through that Chalitza, the cave and the Chalitza Leah, because since he already did chalitza to Leah, Rachel's sister, v'hadar chalitza Rachel, and then he does chalitza to Rachel, so I have a chalitza to Rachel, chalitza psula, because she's achis chalutzasai. So that chalitza, I understand why it's called a chalitza psula. Elitzara de Leah tipater. But when he does chalitza to Leah, being that Shmuel is going to feed the man damer in Zika, so why wouldn't that chalitza then pater Mrs. Shimon? Why wouldn't that chalitza pater the tzara? So says the Gemara in Echanami, it does. Emayle niftru tzari snami dekame eretzar de Rachel. When he said that it doesn't pater the tzara, he was referring to Rachel's tzara. Vatzara is kamer. He says a blush in Rabbim. Yeah, tzara is ba'alma. Because this case could happen in many times. So in all these types of cases, so the second sisters will not pater their tzareis. That's what he was saying. Even if there's only one. Yehachi asked the Gemara, so then Chalatz Tzareis Niftru Achayos, Shmuel who said that the Chalitza on the Tzara will work to pater the sister, and you're telling me he's talking about Rachel now, so Vatzara's Rachel mi Miftura? Is that really true? If he does Chalitza to Tzara's Rachel, will that really pater Rachel? Vatzanan Asar Adam B'Tzara's Krayvas Chalutzasai. The same way Rachel is Asar to him because she's Krayvas Chalutzasai, she's Achis Chalutzasai, so the Tzara is Tzara's Krayvas Chalutzasai, she's also Asar to him. So that chalitza should also be considered a chalitza psula. So says the Gemara in Echanami, and Shmuel Nami hischel v'lei hischel kamar. He was coming to talk about two different types of cases. And he was saying like this, that his chilba chayayis, if he starts off with the sister, if he starts off doing chalitza to Leah, so then lo yigmar b'tzarayis, so then he can't finish up the job by doing chalitza to the tzara of the sister, but to doing chalitza to Mrs. Reuven. Did not asur adam b'tzaras krayvas chalutzasoy, because of this very point that you mentioned, that she's tzaras krayvas chalutzasoy. However, his chilba b'tzarayis, if he does chalitza to tzaras Leah, to Mrs. Shimon, so then yigmar af b'chayisoy, so then he could go to Reuven's bias, and he could get rid of his chiyuvim to Reuven bias by doing chalitza even to one of the sisters, even to Rachel. Even though Rachel is Kravas Tzaras Chalutzasoy, she's the sister of Leah, who's the Tzaras Chalutzasoy. Halacha is that Levi is mutter to her. And Mamela, that chalitza will be considered a chalitza me'aliyah that will patter the entire bias. No, it's nothing to do with Hischa v'lay Hischa. It's like we originally thought. Shmuel holds Yeshika. And if so, we have our kasha, that why is it that just like the chalitza on the sisters doesn't patter the tzarais, because it's a chalitza psula, so the chalitza on the tzarais should also not patter the sisters, because it's tzaras achis ishtei bezika. Says the Gemara, mishum delay alima zika l'shavya l'tzara ke'erva. The reason why we don't say that is because that being that it's only tzaras achis ishtei through the zika might be able to create achis ishtei, but the zika is not so strong that it's going to create Tzaras achis ishtoi, that the chalitza on the tzaras achis ishtoi will also be considered a chalitza psula. In Tani Kavasa Dor of Ashi, we have a brace that says like this as well, that seems to say Shmuel's halacha kipshutoi, it doesn't make it about hischel v'le hischel. It says, chalatza achayos niftru tzaris, if he does chalitza to one of the sisters, so that does not pat to the tzaris, halatzaris niftru achayos, but to the tzaris it pats the sisters. My time now, what's the pshat? La mishum de kasavra yesh zika, which is why the chalitza on the sisters does not pat to the tzaris, but lay alima zika. But at the same time, the zika is not strong enough to make it that now the tzarais are considered tzaras achis ishtei bezika. That much we don't say. Now, v'amar of Abba bar Mamul, then no, it's not a raya for the braisa. I could tell you really, really the zika would technically make a tzaras erva, but the braisa is going hamani beishamai. The braisa is going like beishamai, who doesn't hold that there's such a thing as a tzaras erva. The nah, beishamai matirin atzaris la'achin. Bishami was matter the tzaras erva to the avam. They don't prescribe to the whole concept of tzaras erva. Well, says the Gemara, wait a second. If the brisa is going like Bishami, yachi yivumi nami tisyavim. So why does the brisa make it seem like Levi has to do chalitza? He could even do yibum to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon. So says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yechim Benuri, the Amer Boyu Nisakin Lem Lutzaris Yuchaltes Lo Misyavmais. Was it going like Rabbi Yechim Benuri's takana that even though Bishami said that the tzaras erva is mutter even in yibum, but we made that takana because since the Phoebe's Hillel, it's Aser, and it's an Erva, and it's the Mamish Karis, so therefore, they made a takana that even the Phoebe's Shammai to only do Chalitza, not to do Yibam. Ask the Gemara of Amir Marlo to speak with Ligmar Sadavrach and Itrafasha, but we learned that they never ended up making that takana. So says the Gemara, yeah, it's true, Rabbi Yechim and Nuri didn't, but Amir Nachum Ber Yitzchak, Acharav, Chazur, Vitiknu, later generations afterwards, they went ahead and made the takana, which is why the Brisa could be like Beis Shammai. It's not a riot or a Vashi, it could be the Brisa is going like Beis Shammai. And the reason why the chalitza on the tzareis is not called a chalitza psula is because there's no such thing as a tzareis erva.